This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
I see here that you have been inducted into the Grammy Recording Academy Class of 2025. What does that mean? What, Njani, explain how it led to you being inducted.
Yeah, so actually, I must say, first for a boy that comes from like a small town, like PE, grew up in a set, you know, for me to be like recognized on that level is actually like a milestone. For me, it's a big deal, you know, and I feel like also it's one of the stamps, you know, for me that actually proved that I actually like on the right track, you know, and from since day one when I chose to go this road, you know, it was always like worth it and it was meant to happen and it was meant for me, you know. So, yeah, man, I feel like I've been in the game for long now. You know, it's been for a long time. I started at a very early age, you know. So for me to be finally recognized on that level, you know, for me, I feel like it's the kind of thing. I feel like it's well-deserved, but at the same time, it's very, very appreciated and I'm humbled by that, you know, because over the years, you know, I've been making the moves, you know. And that's why sometimes a lot of people will say, hey, VK, why not longer dropping music? Because I've been traveling a lot also outside the country, like doing solo shows, you know, all over Africa. I've visited so many African countries, even internationally, you know, I've been building that kind of a thing because that's where actually I'm at now, like just kind of like going global and just starting to, you know, looking for new challenges, you know, opening and exploring new territories, you know, because I believe in myself and I believe in you know, so being recognized by the Grammys, you know, and for me to have people that recommended me, you know, for me, it shows that whatever that I'm working on is working. I'm actually really now about to leave that dream of me actually becoming like a global sensation, you know, and actually push my music beyond the borders here.
Okay, I like that. So seeing that you said all that you said, I just want to know, what is your role? Having been inducted, what does that mean? Because it also says, it's stated that you are a part of the committee as well.
Yeah, that also means that I'm a voting member.
Okay.
You know, of the Grammys, you know, and also I can actually now vote. And I can actually also submit songs that I'm thinking on behalf of people. It's an amazing artist, you know, and that I know I can actually submit for them, you know, on my behalf because of when you become a member, you know, it looks like you're trusted. So it's only limited numbers of members, you know. So everything we vote, you understand me, you nominate. And at the same time, it means that you can submit your own music also for the Grammy. To be nominated, so that's what it means, you know. So now I could have maybe just waiting for, you know, the announcement, you know, to see if whatever we submitted everything that is required, you know, and the music and all of that. So people now should look out for, you know, all those Grammy nominations, you know, from my side, because actually now I can finally submit my music to the Grammys and also vote, you know.
That's nice. And speaking about the Grammys, what would you do should you one day win a Grammy?
Wow, man. You know, I feel like the first thing that I would do, you know, I feel like it would be a very emotional moment for me, you know, because I feel like it would be a moment where I would be saying, if my parents were alive, it would be like, thank you, you know, this is why I asked you guys to believe in me in the beginning, you know, this is why, and thank you for allowing me to be me, because they had their own, which is I understand why, they had their own, you know, mentality about this whole music thing, you know, they wanted what's best for me in terms of education, and as good parents and supportive as they are, they allowed me as a kid, you know, I was like, mama, let me explore this, this is something I believe in, and I'll make you guys proud. So I feel that moment for me to be very emotional, it'd be a moment of saying, mom and dad, wherever you are, you know, this is your son, I've made it, you understand, it would be a stamp, and I know I'll win that award one day.
Oh,
it's just a matter of time. Yeah,
that's so nice. And having been inducted also means you are a global, one of the global musicians to come out from Africa and South Africa. How does that make you feel, being able to have a Busta Rhymes come and spend time with you for that long? He didn't even want to go back home. We've got Dora Smith that you've also collaborated with. You also have collaborated a lot with Black Coffee. There's so many artists that are a part of your, a plethora of artists and options that you can choose from. How does that make you feel, being able to do that or having such an opportunity?
Actually, it kind of like I feel honored, man. You know, I feel like I feel like I matter. You know, like whatever. There's some, as I said earlier, like I feel like there's something right that I'm doing. You know, so me also, Busta Rhymes coming here and being able to say to people that bring me Heavy K, I need to meet Heavy K. You understand? Mm. It was also like one of the milestones for me to show that whatever that I'm doing is actually working. And we told, and we've spoken a lot of things, you know, you dropped a lot of jams, you know, me being with Busta Rhymes, actually, it wasn't only about the music, you know, it was also about life lessons, you know, what should you do, like investments and all of that. It was, so he's more like a father to me. You know, sometimes, I wake up and I wake up to a missed call or two missed calls from him from a video call. I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm dreaming. I'm like, damn.
Listen, wait. This is after he left South Africa. He still calls you.
He left South Africa. Yeah, he calls me. Yeah, we talk a lot, like on video calls and all of that. And we actually working on new music, you know, as well. You know, so yeah, man. It just shows that to every African child, you know, that is out there that believe in their dreams. This is actually, something that an example, or I can say, is something to actually inspire those kids, you know, for them to see that it's possible. Because I grew up as a kid watching Busta Rhymes, and I never thought one day it'd be someone that I call casually, someone that I chill with, someone that I break bed with, you know, and that kind of a thing, you know. And he did a lot of opportunities for me, you know, in New York. You know, he's based in New York, so I'm going to New York soon. Yeah. You know, so that should be interesting as well. You know, so being considered by all these big artists, man, you know, and also for me, it means that actually I am supposed to be there too. Understand? So that one day it could be me. Understand? That actually can bring up other people, you know, whatever, to that level kind of thing.
I mean, having been called, not only being called, you are known as the godfather of three-step.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the sound that you plan to take global with you?
Yeah. The sound, three-step, yeah. Because I started this thing, you know, long time ago, you know, but as you know, every sound evolves, you know, and now the fact that it's finally coming, you know, back, you know, again, and it's coming better and before, you know, so for me, I feel like it's high time that now it goes internationally fully, you know, yeah. So three-step to the world is definitely what we're pushing. It's already doing waves, you know, outside the country, actually. Even in Europe, it's doing very well. I also have some exciting features as well, coming collaborations within the three-step space. You understand me? So Davido is working on an album. He wants me to actually work on three-step stuff, which is dope.
Whoa. Like, you're busy dropping names here, and I'm getting, it's exciting that you're dropping Davido. So Davido wants to hop on a three-step thing, a three-step song.
Yeah, I want to hop my on word. That as well, you know, and also Harmonize from Tanzania as well. We already have a song together. We already hopped on that. And DJ Spinal from Nigeria as well. I produced some sister song with him. That is on this album. Features Ami Fagu as well, you know. So, yeah, man, and also... Yeah, Wizkid, and yeah, a lot of people, Oxlade, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I like Oxlade, yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of guys want to hop on this three-step thing, you know, and yeah, man, it should be international in no time. It's going to go crazy, yeah. As a pioneer of three-step, you know, I'm actually at my happiest, you know, that this thing is finally coming to life, you know, and being big on that level, you know.
Yeah. You know, I got goosebumps, but I also got excited when you mentioned all these names and all these people, like mainly the African artists that you mentioned, like Davido, Wizkid, Oxlade, I forgot the others that you mentioned. You are calling people from across Africa, like the whole diaspora. And the fact that you as a South African, we as Africans are uniting like this, how does that make you feel? I mean, songs before then, it wasn't a known thing to do that. It was quite taboo and bizarre that, oh, okay, he's got Sakode. You know, you won't even think of collaborating with Sakode or all the others, Burna Boy at the time, back in the day. It happened once in a while, but now it's like the norm. How does that make you feel?
Now it's becoming a norm, you know, and for me, for some odd reason, you know, me back then, you know, these guys always reached out, because even I remember first time I met Davido, it was back in 2013, you know, and he called up to me even that time. He was like, bro, let's connect. And the same thing with Wizzy. And I also have a song that I wrote with Burna Boy, but it was like a long time ago, you know, 2015, you understand? And I kind of saw that actually with this route, you know, we can kind of be the same thing as you're saying. We can connect more. But you're right, there was that one sort of thing. You work on a song with Burna and then it becomes quiet, just like you go back to your own thing, he goes back to his own thing. But as you're saying right now, I also see an opportunity of this thing being a constant thing, you know, which is, you're right. I feel like if that happens, it can also solve a lot of issues amongst, and the differences among us and people now, which is normal, because music is a very powerful propaganda. Because now, if people start seeing us more together, mixing, you know, every now and then, now Heavy K has a song with whoever, Burna Boy has a song with whoever, you know, we're mixing together as African artists and African giants. You know, I feel like something can change. You know, we can become like one thing, like, you know, America, it could be like where now also South African artists, when they drop music, it also blows up immediately all over Africa, you know. So for me, that's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm actually all about. You know, that's why I'm dropping an album next year. You know, that is gonna change the game. It's called the King of African Dance. You know, I have a whole different perspective for that, because I'm trying to close that gap exactly that you're talking about, that so that could be a normal thing, that collaborating with artists all over Africa, you know, them collaborating with us, you know, just creating that one waveform. Because when we get to the international stage, then it's not something like a far-fetched, you know, it's like we as Africans, we collaborate more, you understand? And the reason why I chose to conquer Africa first and target all these artists is because of, I don't want to be, if it happens, yes, it happens, but my focus was not in Europe first and other parts of the world. I wanted to conquer Africa so that even if I go to Europe, if they ask anyone from Africa that, do you know a guy called Heavy K? Even if a guy is from Congo, is from whatever, now people will say, yes, we know Heavy K. A guy from Kenya now knows Heavy K. You understand? So that's the route I wanted to go. So I feel like right now I'm ready, because in Africa I really have a stronghold, you know, so it's ready for me to take the sound to the world, you know.
Yeah, nice. Just can we just backtrack a bit now? I want to find out, am I correct in saying that you and Busta Rhymes met for the first time last year after his DSTV Delicious performance?
We met for the yeah, we met for
Because he
the
called for you, nah?
But he's been checking out my stuff, you know, he's been like actually following my music and all of that, you know, but he never met. And so when he got here, yeah, he was like, no, what, someone must reach out to AVK, man, you know, and no, so that we can meet this king and all of that. As he was giving me all that speech and, you know, how much like he loves sound and all of that, you know. So yeah, man, that was just mind blowing. And also, to come and think of it, he's a rapper, but for him, like, to be able to be a big fan of my music, you know, it was actually something very special.
The life lessons, this is my second last question to you. The life lessons that you've le learned since being in the industry, but I also want you to tell me what other lessons, because you said that Busta Rhymes gave you advice and taught you a few lessons, or told you a few lessons that he's studied or learned along the way. What lessons did he share with you, and what lessons have you as KVK learned throughout the years in your journey in the music industry?
Okay, so for me, I'll start with mine. what I've learned, you know, in this music industry, you know, is that not everybody, you know, that comes at you, everyone spends time with you, you know, maybe even makes music with you, that they are friends, you know, or they have, they fully like whatever. So I feel like if I knew that time, one of those people that I know, I would have not have been fully invested in a way of like the way I was, you know, because this thing shifts, you know, because now you get that at that moment, you know. Yeah, you're the new thing, you're the biggest thing, you know, you're coming into the game, understand me, and you just have this innocent mentality, and you're also coming from a good home, you're a good person, you know, you open up your door, you open up your heart for people, you share certain things, and then later you notice that, okay, I could have been more professional, I could have paid more attention, mm-hmm. I could have not let the friendship or whatever, the niceness of the person to fool me on A, B, C, and D, you know. So basically, I would advise a new artist that create friends, because in this industry, friendships are everything, relationships are everything, but when it comes to the business side of things and when it comes to your emotions, you know, never have any expectations from anyone. If this person is nice to you right now, maybe they want you to produce for them because you're the biggest thing. If later they don't greet you, if later they don't pay you, whatever, you know, don't beat yourself up, you know, just know that, okay, it's just the end of the game, you know. And at the same time, I've learned that stay in your lane, you know, mind your business, you understand me, show up when you are invited, show up when you are needed or where you are appreciated, you understand? And always and respect everybody, treat everybody the same. Do not compare artists, you know, do not compare yourself with other artists, you know, treat everybody the same, you know, and try by all means, man, to kind of like resolve issues, because there's a lot of it's easy for in this game to not to be good with people or not to get along. So for me, I've learned over the time that being the bigger person sometimes it helps, because you suggesting doesn't mean that you are desperate or you're the less one, but you reaching out and saying, okay, man, can we do lunch? Can we sit down? Can we iron this out? It will also give you a lot of peace of mind. You will sleep peacefully at night, you know, and then what Pastor told me, you know, he told me that one thing that you need as an artist more than anything, you know, is to surround yourself, like work over time on surrounding yourself with the right people. Understand? If you don't have the right people, you understand me, you won't have the right energy and you won't have the right formula for you to get to the next level. So he says, a lot of us keep people, you thinking, last time you checked, maybe let's say 8 months ago, your team had the best interest at heart for you, but you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to your craft. You are just moving, thinking those people are still on the same page to you. So you must be very strict. So weekly or every 2 weeks, every month, like talk to everybody, ask them how they feel, where they are, check them, you know, be very strict with your team, because you might think they're still in the same boat as you and they're not, you know? Mm-hmm. So create that kind of a thing. And also he kind of like told me also about the kind of like investments, you know, the kind of accounts that to create, understand, with your kids as well, you understand me, start like maybe they say your kids like make them like employees, you know, of your company. Maybe let's say pay them for the same son. Maybe I make him clean my car. Make an example, make him wash my car maybe once a week. You understand me? And then you say, I'm going to pay you, you understand, for washing a car. Then you make them an employer and then start building their credit at that age and all of that. You know, things like that, man. So it was quite like an eye-opening thing, you know. And also, when it comes to the international level of things, that now Heavy Care's brand is going to become big and international, you know, you must be always be very strict, you know, the way you represent yourself, you mm-hmm. know, the time, you understand me, knowing who to talk to, the right promoters, because now on that level, it's not the same as talking to promoters here now. So when you talk on that level, you know, you need to find the right agency, people that can represent you well, you must show up, you know, and attend events, all the big events, you know, the very important, those kind of things, you know. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Last question to you. What lies ahead? What do you hope your future entails, or what are your hopes and dreams for the next maybe 5 years, 10 years, or the future?
it's just heavy K, because I feel like a lot of people, they think that I've done a lot, you know, I've achieved a lot, you know, I feel like people still feel like maybe I'm done, you know, but this is just the beginning, actually, you know. So in the next 5 years, you know, I think Heavy K is going to be one of the biggest artists that ever came out of Africa, not just South Africa, you know. And the impact that I'm going to make, you know, is going to be so crazy that it's almost going to be unbelievable, you know. And judging by where I'm coming from and where I started and where I'll be, you understand me, it will be something for the books, you know. It will be like history, you know. So actually, I'm really aiming so high, man, you know. I'm aiming so high that I know one day, you know, I'll be the biggest DJ in the world, you know, biggest producer, you know. And that's where I'm going, you know, that's what I'm targeting. But I'm just focused now on these baby steps, because it's all about these baby steps that I just need to take. But finally, I'm going to reach that level, you know, because I just want to be like a festival stadium kind of artist, you know, and just do world tours. And yeah, man, yeah, that's why I see AVK, like, change people's lives, traveling all over the world, you know, also like helping kids, you know, charities and all of that, you know. And me, my firstborn also was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, you know. So those kind of things, you know, like started a foundation, going all over the world, helping other kids with the same condition, you know, whatever, just give back and see what I can do, you know. Yeah, man, I see myself as a superhero, you know, in the next 5 years.
Nice. Wow. And hopefully when you're big and performing across the world, having these world tours, don't forget about people like me. It's Heavy K, hello. Everyone, who's this? Grab me.
Must always stay grounded, you know.
Definitely.
Definitely.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day further.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.